Good morning, LA. It's time to wake up with the passion of SoCal sports. With five-time NBA champion, Derek Fisher. A former ball player with zero fear and a mic that's always hot, Cody Decker. This is Derek and Decker on 97.1 The Fan.
What is up, LA? It is 97.1 The Fan, Derek and Decker, for our final hour, our power hour right here on 97.1 The Fan. And of course, you guys can take us on the go on the Odyssey app and the iHeart app. And make sure you like, share, and subscribe on YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch at The Fan LA. Derek Fisher, Cody Decker, Hype Man Raj, and all of you. And by the way, hey, Raj, how's that chat looking right now? We got any comments that have piqued your interest?
Yes, well, the children have left, and so the the hamburger lovers are no longer there. But Nemo Los Angeles says Decker is sensitive about his burgers. He noticed the sensitivity and that you get about your burgers.
Because you're making it sound like I'm making little, like, White Castle nonsensical inedible burgers. I'm making delicasson,
yes,
type of burgers.
And for those that don't know, it's because me, Fisher, and Decker got in a conversation of barbecuing, which of course a lot of us will be doing this weekend. And Derek and I are like, if there's no kids, burgers don't belong on the grill. So 70% of you on the chat were wrong and said you do like burgers on the grill, but that's okay. Odyssey Max, who's on the chat, and that's why he's Odyssey Max is the one who puts up our polls for us, by the way. Listens to the show, puts them up. Yeah, running a video.
Appreciate you, Max.
Yes, right. Shouts out to you, Max. He says, and I guess this was addressed at me, but he says, hating Baby Yoda is just foul.
Yes. Like, what is wrong with you?
Again,
that's a you problem.
Again, I'm not a kid. I don't need barbecue hamburgers nor Baby Yoda, all right?
That's all Raj wants is like 9 necklaces and 14 scarves and leather pants.
Yes, it's a pretty simple man.
Give him a baseline.
Yes, I'm a simple man. Joanna in Arizona says the Raiders should have returned to L.A. and the Chargers moved their butts to Las Vegas.
Yes! Yes, that's exactly what should have happened.
All right.
Or we just fold the Charger franchise and call it a day.
I don't think anyone would notice. I
mean, who would have noticed? What are they? How about this? Huh? Death, taxes, and you know where the Chargers will be every January. That's why I don't sweat the Chargers as a Raider fan. Because I know what's going to happen in the first week of January.
Yeah,
they're calling it a day.
Sitting there with Dak Prescott.
You're just going to join me in my Raider fandom.
Yeah, but you guys have just been there a lot longer. Waiting on the couch.
Last I checked, 3 rings for my franchise.
Oh, Jesus, now we're going off that.
In 2 cities.
Jeets22 says, I guess this is to Derek, a bridge. He says, that's a great recruiting pitch for Penny. Agree with you there. Didn't think of that. Yes. And then last one is our, of course, you can check us out on YouTube. These are comments of YouTube community. Good Karma Sucks says, you can't compare the Spurs to the Lakers, as the Lakers would have traded Castle and Harper away already.
Cutting deep. What do you think about that defense? They're both doing good in the playoffs, so they must be former Lakers.
I mean, I get the point, but sure, no. I didn't really compare the Spurs and the Lakers.
I know you didn't.
But I get the point. I get the point. Touche.
We're just sad. Listen, Fish. Touche. I'm not saying us Laker fans are right for our feelings. Let's be real clear. Fan is short for fanatic. We are fanatical about this team, for better or for worse. Like, for instance, I gave a take earlier today that I think we need to lock up Austin Reeves way more than we need LeBron James. For this reason. The reason being, we can't let Austin Reeves go play multiple years elsewhere and stud it up. I'm more than happy allowing LeBron to go be LeBron elsewhere for 1 to 2 more years. But if I got to sit through what I'm seeing with Josh Hart and the game he had last night, and Alex Caruso and what he's been doing, and Julius Randle, who had a couple of great games in the playoffs, if I have to see Austin Reeves do this for years to come, and God forbid it's like with someone like Anthony Edwards or something, oh, it's going to be painful. I think it might break the psyche of a lot of Laker fans.
So would you be comfortable sliding down the standings for the next couple years?
Define what that means. Sliding down the standings, as in we're in the play-in or we're not in the playoffs at all?
Play-in.
The Heat have shown me that it is possible to get to the finals for the play. It's possible. Jimmy Buckets did it. I saw him do it. I'm willing to listen, D Fish. How about that?
Okay. I'm just saying that you're saying a player that averages 21 points, 7 rebounds, and
for
7
now.
Assists.
No, then he's going to go over there and he's going to average 40. Just
no, I'm talking about LeBron.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Austin.
I'm just saying. So he, like, just understanding that if you just allow that to walk out, there's not, like, a super long list of guys that
I know.
On paper statistically could maybe, like, come close to that.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be the same.
I know.
It's like a quarterback. Some quarterbacks can throw 3,800 yards passing.
Yeah.
But other guys can throw 3,800 yards passing and win Super Bowls.
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny because, like, you ever see Moneyball? You ever read or see the movie Moneyball?
Yeah.
So Moneyball actually makes that point a couple of times because they're trying to, in the aggregate, try to recreate Johnny Damon and Jason Giambi. And the line that he says that I really love is like, guys, you cannot replace these two guys. It's not possible. These two guys are these two guys. Period. Stop. Now, the movie and the book has its problems in that it does ignore the fact that it had, I don't know, the 3 best pitchers in baseball, the reigning MVP on the team, and, you know, arguably one of the best teams in Major League Baseball. But they are right about replacing those two guys. I see your point. And replacing the productivity of LeBron James simply isn't possible.
No, not in the same ways.
Yeah.
I mean, your point is great, too. Like, you could go out and find some younger guys, the money ball approach, and replace the points and rebounds and assists in the aggregate. But how it's done, the way it's done, the basketball IQ, the leadership, like, you can't replace that part. And so as long as you're willing to go through, I mean, basically the Cleveland Cavaliers organization.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're willing to go through your years of, like, when he leaves, there's going to be a drop-off.
Yeah.
Totally fine. But you have to be willing to ride that out. And so, and maybe the new ownership group is, compared to the Buss family, not, you know, they didn't approach it that way. It was about winning.
It could be a new beginning. We just don't know it yet.
Could be. We'll see.
Yeah, well, we want to give a big thank you to a few of our day one fan supporters like Kalshi and Rooter Hero. We appreciate your partnership. You know, speaking of LeBron, we have some LeBron sound about his potential future. Here is from LeBron James.
Just taking my time and saying I haven't even really thought about it too much. Obviously, I understand that I'm a free agent and I can control my own destiny. If, you know, being here with this, you know, with this franchise, you know, for the, you know, foreseeable future, or if it's going somewhere else. But, like, I haven't even really even got to that point. I haven't even taken my family vacation yet, which is going to happen after Memorial Day. You know, that's kind of the thing at the forefront of my mind. But, you know, I think at some point, you know, up until, you know, up in June, late June, you know, as July rolled around, free agency starts to, you know, gets going. And, you know, as, you know, July rolling, maybe into August, we start to kind of, like, get a feel of, you know, what my future may look like.
And right there, that was, I believe, the Mind the Game podcast. He was talking with Steve Nash during that time. And listen, I get it. It's going to be an interesting offseason for the Lakers. It's going to be a very interesting offseason for LeBron James, because the one thing that we all know that we probably aren't saying a ton of, D-Fish, is simply this. LeBron can do really whatever he wants. As much as we want to sit around and be like, well, here's the fits. He is LeBron James. He could probably find a fit or make a fit in many places if he so chooses to do so.
Yes, sure. Will he? No. The list is as short as we've ever seen. I mean, it's staying here in L.A. to play with the Lakers. It's, you know, maybe there's a return to Cleveland, but I don't think it's a situation where he's thinking about 5 different teams that he may or may not put a uniform on for. I believe what, you know, and the sound we had from also when he talked about winning, like it kind of goes with this. You heard the timeline he just kind of laid out, right? He just laid out the timeline of when the decision, like in his mind, where he'll kind of get to a point where, like, he'll see the team and what it's capable of,
yeah,
and then make a decision, which ties to the sound about the winning.
Mm-hmm. There's no way. There's no way. Just, I mean, you know, winning is most important, because you want to be excited about going to work every day. You want to be excited about, you know, like I said earlier, winning the day, you know, and being around a group of guys that, you know, feel the same way, and trying not to take steps backwards.
Yeah, I mean, he's right.
That's the timeline.
Yeah.
So you heard him. He said, look, I haven't taken my family vacation yet. Mm-hmm. We'll see. And he started with like June, July, then, but he, actually, the back end of July, after free agency has kind of rolled around, and I can kind of see who's played their hand the best, who's played their cards most effectively, which of the literally one or two situations he's even considering, who's best positioned to allow him to be in a place where he's going to enjoy going to work every day, because he's with a group of guys that is not willing to take steps backwards on a daily basis.
Makes sense. I mean,
that's it.
Especially if it's going to be your last run. I mean, you got to go out as much or prepared to go out on top as humanly possible.
That's all he is interested in doing. Otherwise, he will stay home. Mm-hmm. He'll take a year off. You're like, whatever. But, like, he's not going to just go somewhere just to go. And so feeling like the front office and the group of players and team are really, you know, positioned not just currently with maybe the roster they have day one, but also even just like the mindset. You know, what assets do they have? What space do they have to like really like, okay, we may start this way, but here's our plan. Here's the vision with what we can do with this roster. We'll be able to make a big splash at the trade deadline if we feel like we're a piece short, because this is how our books are structured. You know, we have the cap space to, you know, really win the buyout market when some of these veteran players that are available after the buyout market hits, like we'll have the money to do that. This is how we plan. Who is the coach? You know, how do they play, et cetera? He knows that about J.J. Redick. Mm-hmm. That's an advantage for the Lakers.
Big time.
Right?
Yeah.
So all of these things matter, you know, in these conversations, but it'll be his choice based on the things that are most important to him.
How much do you think that is comes into play? Like the idea of almost a new coach you've never played with kind of starting from scratch. Is that something that's not necessarily a worry, but concerning maybe?
For a player?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially a player of his caliber, yes. It would be challenging to play for a new coach entirely, I think, at this point, and without having the confidence that you really believe and trust that he knows how to put you in the best position to be successful. Because, mm-hmm. Like, he's not going back to Cleveland or anywhere to just kind of hold somebody else's gym bag.
No.
Right? So you have to, like, you have to believe that, you know, that coach, you know, Kenny Atkinson, or, you know, you don't know in this league. If the Cavs lose in this league right now, mm-hmm. Kenny Atkinson could be gone.
Yeah,
that's
we watched Tibbs get fired losing game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals last year.
To the point.
Yeah.
Right? So now, you know, you're in a situation where you're not sure who the coach is of that organization. You're not sure whether James Harden is going to get re-signed or not or whatever. So that's why, again, that timeline he mentioned mm-hmm. is after all of that is clear.
Yeah.
Man. I have to know who is going to make sure that me, the team, the players are really brilliant mind offensively. Like mm-hmm. LeBron's brain is on another level.
Especially when you hear him talking about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing.
It's AI level understanding of basketball.
Savant-like.
Yes.
Like, I really enjoyed watching him and JJ and their podcast kind of break mm-hmm. things down. I really thought it was extremely, I thought it was educational is what I thought it was.
That's what it's about though. And it's not, yeah, it's not just to, I mean, even us, we're like, let's have fun. We're going to be entertaining. Mm-hmm. We want people to call us. We're going to have our polls and our trivia and our hit it or quit it and all the fun stuff. Mm-hmm. But like, let's leave people feeling like they learned something, they heard something that, like, as you're driving to work or whatever you got going on, like, you can hear a little something that made you think a little bit, and that could be educational in some ways.
While you're sitting here educating the masses, I'm making them dumber by the second. That's it's a nice dichotomy we have here. And speaking of those calls, that phone number is 855-97-LA-FAN, 855-975-2326. Let's get to those calls. Oh, the great. Talk to us. You're on with Decker and I'm sorry, you're on with Derek and Decker.
What up, D-Fish and Deck? What was that? I didn't hear what
I started saying D-Fish and I had a mini heart attack. It happens.
Oh, yeah, I get that, bro. I totally understand. Also, okay, I got to say this real quick to Raj. Raj, man, bro, people like me are getting voting rights stripped across this country. Can you please spell my name right, brother? Like, this guy, there's no D-A. It's none of that crap. It's O-the-great. O-T-H-A, great. All one word. Good God, bro. Pretty soon I can't even vote, man, and now you can't even spell my name right? Come on, fam. Do that for me. All right, look, I got to say this about the game. Like, for real, he just, like, purposely, he's like, D-A is better. No, it's not. Anyway, what is it? The game, I got to say this, the game was, like you said, Deck, it was trash in the second half because Cleveland don't have it. What is it? Hart is not going to hit all those threes. He's not going to hit all those open shots in Ohio. He's just not going to do it. It's not going to happen. But I would be shocked if Cleveland, not shocked because they're at home, but I'd be surprised if they're able to get a game. They are so, man, like, just y'all just talked about it. Get rid of Kenny. Like, Kenny's not it, man. Like, bring in somebody who's going to motivate these cats and keep the energy going and or call them out. Like, he never calls them out when they play, just don't play. And they're not playing hard. You know what I'm saying? To me, I think he's a great assistant coach. They need to call him out. And then you got the, Kobe Altman after the game one in the tunnel, like, clapping him up and cheering him up and all this stuff after game one loss. Okay, like, you know, enough calling these cats, man. They're not playing hard in the second half. Only one that was really doing it was Spider. Like, it's sad. OKC San Antonio, I just want to say I got OKC. I was scared to say it the other night when I called in the other day, but I got OKC. Deck, you nailed it, and I saw the same thing you said. SGA, get your butt off the floor, my dude. Stop falling.
Dude.
Like, you look like you're beat out here. Like, stop it.
I showed Derek the supercut. Now, I will admit, when you watch a supercut of anything, it doesn't make anything look good. But, Fish, how bad that supercut look?
the supercut version was... I get it, man.
That's why we don't like dude, and that's why his game is like, because he takes what Jamie Harden used to do with Houston, and when he was kind of good, he takes that to a whole nother level, flopping and give me this call, and I got to get to the line. It's disgusting. I hate it, and I also got to say this. And San Antonio's going to win the next game, but OKC still going to win that series probably in seven. But I got to say this, exciting, great week. Well, first let me say this. Michael Smith, he just talked about his wife here recently, losing her. Man, you guys need to watch that video. It's awesome. That man has been through hell ever since leaving ESPN. Also, too, you guys have had a great first week. I am super happy to start listening to the show. Lord knows, I am not in Sedona. I am not in LBC. I am in St. Louis, Missouri, and I'm calling all the way from here because that's how good the show is. I love y'all.
Dude, thank you. Oh, the great.
Man,
thank you so much for the call.
Appreciate that,
man. Really, really, really appreciate it. And listen, so far, week one, D-Fish, this has been an absolute blast with you so far.
It's been a lot of fun, man. I literally had no idea. I mean, you've done radio before. Like, you have that sense, that feel. Your voice is great. Your presence is great.
Hey!
Come on, Raj. Hey, we can give them some flowers.
It's a hostile work environment. You know what I
mean? But I had no idea what I was stepping into and will be stepping into. But it's been a great week. You know, we're figuring a lot of things out in real time as we go.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, folks like O and the people that are listening to us, that's what we're here for. Mm-hmm. And let's keep having some fun, man.
Absolutely. And I mean it. Like, all the way into the chat on YouTube right now, at the Fan LA. The chat has been absolutely blast to play with, especially early in the mornings here in Los Angeles as you guys are getting ready for your LA morning drive commute here on 97.1 The Fan. And of course, you guys can take us on the go anywhere you want on the Odyssey app and the iHeart app. But yeah, this is, I have not been quiet about it. This is very legitimately this particular spot. We did our game earlier. We did our top five where we talked about late night talk shows. I've only wanted like two gigs my entire life. Like truly, I wanted to either be a late night talk show host or a morning Los Angeles radio host. And it's because I grew up in LA listening to all of LA radio. I got all my information and comedy. And the only thing I didn't get while driving around in Los Angeles as a kid was sports. It's the one thing I felt like we were just desperately needing out here. So being a part of this right now and being a part of with a guy like you, Fish, you know, a guy with, you know, the caliber of guy you are, both on the court and obviously off the court. I mean, it's a real dream come true to be here with you, my guy.
I appreciate it, Cody. Like, again, man, this has been great. You know, I've been in L.A. for 30 years now, basically. I mean, I've lived in, you know, New York and OKC for a few years, or San Francisco area, but you know, being here in L.A., not just from a sports perspective, I think just I'm thinking about the guys and the people that have impacted my experience here from, you know, Big Boy in the mornings and radio. Like,
I loved Big Boy.
They were
man.
Great here. Liz Big Hernandez, Boy? Who works here, is part of our cluster here with The Wave. Like, she was part of the morning crew with Big Boy when I first met her. Like,
so cool.
It's such a small world. But you think about other voices. I mean, KJ LH and Andre Russell, like guys that have just treated me so welcome in L.A. and helping me understand how to move in L.A. And Jim Hill, who isn't necessarily a radio voice, but he's one of those people that as part of bringing news and information and sports to us in L.A. for so many years, like it's the fabric of the city, to be honest.
Completely.
And so to now be in a position where you can be a part of that morning drive commute and people are hearing our voices and hearing us kind of catch them up on what went down last night or what's coming up in sports. I don't take it for granted, man. There's gratitude here. And like I said, I'm having some fun, maybe not as much fun as Cody and Raj, but we're going to figure this out.
Oh, Raj and I are going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Over under them before we lose our job, Derp.
Hey, slow down. Like I'm scared of that. Odyssey has made it a habit of firing me for the last 10 years. This would be the third time they'd fire me. I can't stress this enough. It's so great to be here. And, you know, rubbing shoulders with K-Rock down the hall, The Wave, as you mentioned, K-Earth 101 down the hall. It's just, it's a magical place here. And so very excited to be a part of your guys' mornings every day, Monday through Friday, right here on Derek and Decker on 97.1 The Fan. We're going to take a quick little break. When we come back,
damn, how hard is it?
It's
you know what?
Week.
To answer your question, Raj, hard. It's actually very hard. It's harder than you think. Coming up, we're going to play a little game. It's called The Final Out right here on 97.1 The Fan.